Praise the Lord. It's so good to be here tonight in the presence of the Lord, and I love to worship Him, don't you? Amen. As I tell you, you feel such a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. But we're so glad to be here. Appreciate Pastor Clifford and his wife and all the church family. Thank you for allowing us to come and be with you again. And it's been a good year in the Lord, and we've had a lot of good success, I would say, for the kingdom of God. And of course, those of you that do know us, we do work amongst the Spanish-speaking people and also amongst the Cherokee Indians there in Oklahoma. And our Spanish-speaking work has been so much concentrated here in the States here lately that we've had a number of different meetings in different areas. We've acquired a gospel tent, we call it. It's a vinyl tent, and we've been putting it up several places in different states and also on the Mexican border. And we've had several saved, many, of course, just good revival in different places. And we've got a little short video presentation. We wanted you to maybe just get a little bit of a glimpse of the work that we've been striving to do. Our desire, my wife and I, is to reach the lost. And whatever the cost is to reach the lost, that's what we desire to do. But we'd like for you to watch tonight and pray that it would be something that would inspire us. You know, this is the day and the time, brother and sister, if there ever was a day that we need to be desperate for souls for the kingdom of God, whatever nationality, whatever language, whatever tongue, we need to see souls saved. And it's a desperate hour. And so we ask your prayers for us. We ask your continued prayers and help in supporting us to help us to continue this work we desire to do. But I'm going to go ahead and ask the brother if he'll play that for us, and we'll just pray that it'll be a blessing to you tonight. Praise God.
Levanta las manos al cielo conmigo y repite: Señor, levanto mis manos, aunque no tenga fuerzas, aunque tenga mil problemas. Confiésalo con tus labios. Todo el mundo cantando conmigo. Levanto mis manos, aunque no tenga fuerzas. Levanto mis manos, aunque tenga mil problemas. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar. Levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir el fuego. Oh, 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 oh. Cuando levanto mis manos, mis cargas se dan. Nuevas fuerzas. Todo eso es posible cuando levanto mis manos. A ver los coros. Levanto mis manos.
Levanto mis manos.
Aunque no tenga fuerzas.
Aunque no tenga fuerzas.
Aunque tenga mil problemas. Levanta las altas al cielo conmigo.
Aunque tenga mil problemas.
Algo sucede cuando levantas tus manos.
Cuando levanto mis manos.
¿Qué comienzas a sentir?
Comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar.
Cántale al Señor.
Cuando levanto mis manos.
posible.
Todo esto es posible.
Cuando levanto mis manos, todo esto es posible.
Todo esto es posible.
¿Cómo es que dice el coro? Cuando levanto mis manos, darará. Levanta tus manos. Aunque no tenga fuerzas, levanto mis manos. Aunque tenga mil problemas, cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir el fuego. Manos. A ver los coros. Levanto mis manos.
Levanto mis manos.
Aunque no tenga fuerzas.
Aunque no tenga fuerzas.
Aunque tenga mil problemas.
Levanto mis manos.
Levanta las altas al cielo conmigo. Sucede cuando levantas tus manos.
Cuando levanto mis manos,
¿qué comienzas a sentir?
Una unción que me hace cantar.
Cántale al Señor.
Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir.
Eso mismo estoy sintiendo ahora mismo. Problemas también.
Praise God. Worship with us just a little while. We'll get...
Toca mi mente, mi corazón. mi vida de tu amor, muévete en mí, Espíritu Santo, muévete en mí.
In English we sing it like this, it says,
just have your way in me. Have your way in me. Touch my heart, my mind and my soul. And with your love, you can make me whole. Have your way in me. Holy Ghost, just have your way.
Would you help us sing it tonight? Let's tell the Lord.
Just have your way in me. Just have your way in me.
So that's why we come tonight, Lord.
Touch my heart, my mind, and my soul. And with your love, you can make. Have your way in me, Holy Ghost,
just have your way in me.
Says the Spirit of the Lord is in this place.
El Espíritu de Dios está en este lugar.
Says he's moving in this place tonight.
El Espíritu de Dios se mueve en este lugar. Está aquí para consolar.
He's here to comfort.
Está aquí para liberar.
He's here to set free.
Está aquí para guiar. El Espíritu de Dios está aquí.
You believe he's here tonight, I know he is. Hallelujah, help us worship him.
Muévete en mí.
Muévete en mí, Señor.
Muévete en mí.
Just tell him, have your way in me, Lord, tonight.
Toca mi mente. Llena mi vida de tu amor. Muévete en mí, Espíritu Santo.
Oh, muévete en mí, hallelujah. Can you help us sing and tell him, have your way in me, Lord.
Have your way in me. Just have your way in me.
Have your way in me tonight, O Lord.
Touch my heart, my mind, and my soul. And with your love, you can make me whole. Have your way in me. Holy Ghost, just have your way in me.
Just one more time. Hallelujah. Can you stretch out a hand? Let him know it tonight.
Yes, have your way in me.
Have your way in me, O Lord.
Have your way in me.
Oh, I need you tonight. Yes, I do.
Touch my heart, my mind, and my soul. And with your love, you can make me whole. Have your way in me, Holy Ghost, just have your way in me.
Hallelujah, thank God. Would you lift a hand towards heaven with us one more time? Can we just thank him tonight for that great Spirit of God, that precious Holy Ghost that sweeps over our souls, that touches our lives, that great comforter, thank God, that he's here tonight, that he makes himself every presence ever present with me and you just to meet each and every need tonight. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight.
We've worshiped, we've magnified you, Lord, but we just want you to know that we want you to have your way in us tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you tonight more than anything, more than ever before. Right now, we need you. We ask of you tonight that you look down upon us. Have your way in our lives, oh Lord. Sweep over our souls. Hallelujah. In the remainder of this service tonight, meet each and every need, physically, spiritually, whatever might need to be done. Lord, we believe you for it here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll praise you and we'll give you glory for it tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Would you sing one more little chorus with us and we'll get right to the Word of God. I'm so glad for what Jesus did for me, aren't you? Amen. Help us sing this little chorus. I know you know it tonight. Praise the Lord. It says, one day when heaven filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Oh, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh, one day they led him up Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. His living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, his dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh, one day the trumpet will sound for his coming, one day the skies with his glories will shine. Oh, wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing, this glorious Savior, yes, Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, live forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, and dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Yes, one day the trumpet, think about it, downward is coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing, this glorious Savior, Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious, that's the best part. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming, one day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing, this glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, and rising he justified. forever. One day is coming back, glorious day. Oh yes, living he loved me, yes dying he saved me, buried he carried mine. Oh yes he did, rising he justified, freely forever. One day is coming back, glorious day. Praise God. Can you give the Lord a good praise offering and let him know you love him tonight, appreciate him. Praise the Lord. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried all of our sins far away. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Amen. Just to think that the mercy of God would do such a great work in our lives. Amen. I tell you, we can testify tonight that we're all living miracles, aren't we? Amen. Living miracles of the grace and the mercy and the wonder-working power of the blood of Christ tonight. I'm glad for him tonight. Would you take a Bible with us if you would? And I just want to minister to you a little bit from the Word of God tonight. And as we said before, and we mentioned, we appreciate Pastor and Sister Hurst and all the church family and just each and every one of you and the blessing of being with us again. Amen. We appreciate the fellowship of the family of God. And we certainly thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love offering. It does help us to continue. And I'm sure, you know, of talking to a lot of different pastors, you kind of feel the crunch of the economy, you know, that starts to squeeze on finances. And of course, it takes finances for ministry, you know, just we all know that. But we thank you for being a blessing to us tonight, because it certainly will help us to do the work we desire to do, and pray that we can do it until the coming of the Lord. Amen. And be faithful in that which the Lord has called us to do. I mentioned earlier just a little bit, and I'm going to get right to the message here. But besides our, you know, our tent ministry and our the missions work, we have a radio ministry that we actually had started it several years ago down in South Texas on the border of Mexico in a bilingual station, and we've expanded into a few different other stations across the states. One was another Spanish station. Unfortunately, a few months ago, the network of stations sold off that station, and so they weren't able. They were going to switch the. It was a Spanish station. They were going to switch it over to English. So we had to discontinue that one, but we still have two others that we're broadcasting now. We get calls and letters and people needing prayer, but we ask your prayers for that. We want to do anything we can do to reach the lost. And recently, the last several months, it's the first part of the year, the Lord had placed a burden on our hearts, because there's many Spanish-speaking communities in Missouri and Arkansas, Oklahoma, and those areas. And so two of the tent meetings that you saw in the video were actually there. And one was in Missouri, one was in another part of Arkansas, but there's so many Spanish-speaking people that need to be reached for the with the gospel, and we've been extending our reach, I should say. Like Pastor said tonight, we want to reach out as much as we can, and we desire to reach them. And the beauty of this is that there's a lot going on. Of course, we know right now because of immigration and a lot of illegal aliens in this country. But there's a blessing, because many of the Spanish pastors that we've become acquainted with are encouraging their people when they have people that come to them that are illegal aliens, that are not citizens of this country. They encourage them and are really adamant with them to get their citizenship. And so many of them, they've helped them. Sometimes financially, sometimes they can't do it on their own, but they've helped them go back to their original country, gain their citizenship, then they come back, are able to establish their life here in the United States the right way. And, so there's a lot of good things happening that I believe the Lord can use, you know, because one thing about it, when Jesus cleans you up, he straightens you up, doesn't he? Amen. He makes you to realize you've got to do things right.
And whether it's in our physical life, our spiritual life, of course, everything's got to be done right. And but we're glorifying God on behalf of what He's doing, because He's a miracle worker. And we've seen several souls saved. Many of the meetings you saw in the video, there were several souls saved, different ones delivered, some healed. There was one gentleman, I'm going to tell this, and I'm going to get to the message here, I promise. One of the gentlemen there that was in one of those photographs, he on his cell phone, he had a relative over in Panama on the cell phone somehow, Brother Hurst, with, I don't know if it was FaceTime, whatever it was, but she was enjoying the service. She was not saved, but she accepted the Lord through that. And she also testified later, the pastor shared with us that she testified that the Lord had healed her. She had not been able to walk for many years and was in a wheelchair. And she's now taking some steps, beginning to make some physical progress also. And so the Lord is working. He's still in the saving business, brother and sister. And be encouraged tonight when, you know, you look around you and sometimes you wonder, you say, are people still really getting saved? He's still saving souls. He still knows how to do it. He still knows how to clean up a life and change a heart. Amen. How many could testify and say, He did it for me? I know He can do it for them. Praise God. But keep Brother Joe and Sister Joe in your prayers. We do have a burden. We have a desire. We want to see the work of the Lord accomplished, and we're believing the Lord for that tonight. Amen. Amen. But if you'll take your Bible with us, I'd like to share with you just a little bit from the Word of God. In the book of Exodus, I'd like to read there if we could, in the 15th chapter, chapter 15 in the book of Exodus, verse number 22, chapter 15 and verse 22. Once again, we thank Pastor and Sister Hurst and all the church for allowing us to be with you. Amen. I tell you, we enjoy the service every time we're here. Amen. I love Pentecost. Amen. Amen. And I enjoy our Pentecostal heritage. Praise the Lord. Amen. Chapter 15, verse 22. Amen. The scripture says, so Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise God. How many of you know He heals us tonight? He's still our Jehovah Rapha, and He's still able to heal. And I'm glad tonight that Jesus can make my bitter sweet. Aren't you? He can make my bitter sweet. Thank God. Would you help us pray one more time? And Pastor Hurst, would you lead us in prayer, Pastor? Ask the Lord's help tonight. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank God. We all said amen. 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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I appreciate what our brother was leading us in worship and speaking of how we need to worship Him. Amen. At all times. You know, regardless of the circumstance and the situation, and you think, so many times, you know, the children of Israel had just come through a great time of victory. They had just crossed the Red Sea. They saw Pharaoh and his army drowned in the depths of that sea, saw them lying dead upon the seashore. And now
you know, after they had sung the song of Moses and began to worship God and magnifying Him. I mean, Miriam had the other ladies, and they were worshiping with timbrels and dancing and shouting and praising God for what He had done. But then here come the trial. Here come the test. Here come the obstacle. Here come the thing that, Pastor, I'm sure they were not expecting. You know, the glory of seeing the miracles of the hand of God move in our lives and how He brings us through so many great places. I mean, sometimes things that could be devastating in life, but when we see the hand of God move and brings us through in such a miraculous way, it turns situations around, and now we find ourselves, you know, because we carry on with our journey, we carry on with our prayer life, we carry on with our Christian walk, we carry on with our Bible reading and our perseverance to be all that we can be for God. Amen. But then here comes that trial, that trouble, that bitterness, that thing that could face our lives, that could certainly turn everything in such a drastic way, that could make me certainly wonder at times, Lord, why was it that I was on the mountaintop and I was celebrating victory and I was enjoying the presence of God and the good things of God, but now I'm back down, maybe in the desert, I'm in the deep dark valley, I'm looking around me for help, and it seems like there's nowhere that I can turn. There's not an arm that I can lean upon. There's not anyone that can give me counsel, encouragement, or strength. Amen. But there's something about knowing tonight, amen, that the same God that did that, brother, for His children in that day is the same Lord that we have worshipped tonight, that we have sang, look what the Lord has done. Amen. He healed my body. He touched my mind. And He certainly saved us. Amen. Just in time. And even though at times it might seem like that we've enjoyed the victory and the blessing of God, but amen, you know how sometimes you feel, Lord, why does it got to turn this way now? Amen. I'd sure like for it to turn, amen, when the showers are coming down all the time and the blessings are abundant in my life and things are just prospering, and I tell you, just everything's going smooth, it seems like everything's working the way it's supposed to work, amen. But then we come up tomorrow, amen, we come up to that place where we have a need, and certainly God knows our need tonight, amen. Pastor made it known, amen, each and every one of us, I know we have some needs in our lives here tonight, but there is one that can supply every need that I have, and that need supplier is in this house, and He knows how to make the way. He knows not only how to open the Red Sea, He knows not only how to drown Pharaoh and his army in the depths of the sea, but He knows how to bring us, church, on to victory and to the place that we need to get, amen, to gain that eternal glory of eternal life one of these days. Oh, sure, there's going to be some fights along the way, and many times there are struggles that we may face, amen, but the beauty of knowing Jesus tonight, amen, how many of you love that wonderful name, amen, you love your wonderful Savior tonight, amen, we have lifted Him up because He deserves the glory, He deserves the honor, amen, there is no name under heaven given whereby men can be saved tonight, but that wonderful name, and I love to call upon Him tonight because He's my Lord, isn't He yours? Amen. He's our Jesus tonight. He's our King of Kings. He's our Lord of Lords. And He's our soon coming King that one of these days is going to split those eastern skies and going to call me and you home. And I don't know tonight, church. Amen. We may face some bitter times in this life, but oh, the sweetness in Jesus. Amen. We may face some bitter things in this heart, in this life, in this physical body, but oh, there is sweetness in my soul tonight. Amen. There's a song that I can sing tonight, and I can lift up unto Him, and I can let Him know, Lord, I come to glorify You. Like the choir sang it tonight, we're not going to let the rocks praise Him for us. We're not going to let the trees praise Him for us. We come to praise the Lord. Amen. We're not going to let somebody else do it, because we come to receive what we have need of tonight. And I tell you, church, we can do it. Amen. We can get it. We can reach it and accomplish it if we'll just believe tonight. Night, and know that my Jesus knows how to turn my bitter into sweet. Now, 3 days, think about it. 3 days, not just a casual journey, not just a pleasurable vacation. 3 days in the wilderness, 3 days in the desert. Amen. 3 days under that hot sun, brother. Amen. 3 days with not a shade tree to find. Amen. 3 days with not a drop of water, not anything to place in their mouths, Pastor. And now they come and they finally found some water, but the waters were bitter. Amen. How many times, brother and sister, amen, we come up to those places and we find the blessing of God, and it seems like we've just got a good touch and a good, amen, good dose of the Holy Ghost, and we begin to walk our walk again one more time. Amen. But then here comes, amen, like the brother told us, here comes the trial. Amen. Here comes that thing that persecutes my soul to the very depths. Amen. Young people, sometimes, amen, you might be rejoicing for what the Lord has done for you in your life, but then here comes that temptation. Here comes the devil to try to steal and to try to kill and to try to destroy, and the bitterness of what you're facing and what you're going through could very well overcloud and overshadow my life to where I can't see the glory of what God has for me and you. But how many of you know tonight that it is still true that greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world? How many of you know tonight, amen, that He still has power over all the power of the devil? Amen. How many of you know tonight that He still sitteth upon a throne making intercession for me and you tonight, and I can go and find grace and help in the time of need? I can approach that throne and say, oh Lord, here's my need. Would you help me with it? Would you help me? Amen. The children of Israel did not leave it quiet. They did not leave it silent. Matter of fact, they let Moses know it right away, Pastor. Amen. What are we going to drink now, Moses? Amen. We've come all this way. Sure, we've made it through the victory, and we've seen Pharaoh drown and the victory wrought. But what about right now? What about today? Oh, brother and sister, I tell you, sometimes we look back and we rejoice on the blessings of yesterday. Amen. Sometimes we rejoice on the blessing I got last year, last week, or maybe back in camp meeting time, or revival time, or maybe back in youth camp. I got a good touch of the Holy Ghost. But now I've been journeying through the desert and I'm facing some bitter things. Amen. The devil's fighting me on every hand and I don't know which way to turn. Oh, I'd like to encourage us here tonight, brother and sister. Amen. We could do like we've done tonight. We can reach up to heaven and we can let Him know, oh, I'm going to hold on to you, Master, because my Jesus is sweet tonight. Oh, my Jesus can bring sweetness in my life. My Jesus can give me the joy and the peace and the help that I'm searching for. You may be fighting a battle, but sometimes, church, we got to reach, amen, beyond that battle and reach beyond that break. Amen. Reach beyond the torment and beyond the trial and see the victory that Christ hath promised. Paul declared it. He said, we have the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Many times it was made known. But I read something the other day, and it touched my heart. I was reading a little devotional book of Oswald Chambers and on prayer. And he was talking about how we have to reach. And it's amazing to me how Pastor was talking about reach tonight. He was talking about reach and reaching for spiritual things, reaching for what we have need in our soul. And he made a statement, and I wrote it down, brother, because I didn't want to forget it. He said, a man's reach must exceed his grasp. A man's reach must exceed his grasp. In other words, I can't be satisfied with what I'm holding on to, but I've got to reach a little bit further. Okay, I may have a hold of it. Certainly the children of Israel, I tell you, the living God was amongst them, brother and sister. Amen. He abode with them. He began to lead them in a cloud by day and a fire by night. He made himself, his presence known amongst them. The living God was there. Amen. But I believe there was something, amen, about our divine sovereign God that was wanting to deal with the hearts of his children and give them a hunger and a desire to reach out for more of him. Amen. Pastor, in encourage us tonight to tell him, I thank you, Lord, and I need you, Lord. Amen. I tell you, church, I need him right now, don't you? I need him today more than I needed him yesterday. I need him right now more than I needed him in the trials of yesterday, in the troubles of my past. I've got to know that the King of Glory is going to be my help in the time of need. Amen. So tonight, could I encourage someone? Amen. Could I encourage a church? Amen. Let's just reach a little bit further. Amen. Let's just dig a little bit deeper. And when the trial gets fierce, and you might be drinking up some bitter waters tonight, and things may not be tasting good, but don't depend on those senses tonight. Amen. Depend on your faith in the living God, and know that he's going to bring you through and carry you through to victory tonight. He promised it to us. He promised it to us. But you know, the frailty of the flesh and the frailty of the carnal man is that we are so dependent upon our senses. We depend upon our senses. You remember in grade school, elementary school, they taught us about the five senses. Touch, taste, hear, sight, smell. Thank you. Touch, taste, smell, okay. Sight, and our hearing. And physically, of course, we have to depend on those senses. But spiritually, we cannot depend on what this carnal man feels. We cannot depend on the things that naturally we see, we hear, sometimes we smell, sometimes things that we touch. We cannot depend on those things. Because if we look for our dependence upon the natural side, amen, if we look for our dependence upon the carnal side, brother and sister, certainly our spiritual side is going to fail. And you see, the children of Israel, they were seeing there was water. Amen. They were tasting of it. The pasture was, amen, bitter. And of course, we know in those days, brother, bitter water didn't just always mean that it just tasted bad. Amen. Sometimes it could have been deadly. It could have been something that had a contamination in it that would have caused or brought death. Sometimes it would bring a curse, a plague, a pestilence upon a nation of people when waters were bitter. But this was something that only God could resolve. This was something that only He could turn the handles. Only He could change the situation. Amen. How many can lift your hand tonight and say, I've been in some places. I've gone through some things that I know it had to have been the Lord. If it hadn't been Him that was on my side, I certainly would have been lost. I might have even been dead by now. But there is something about the hand of God that turns a bitter situation and brings sweetness out of it. Amen. He turns a bitter hand and begins to bring something sweet out of my soul that makes me to know that He's still in control of all things. Oh, would somebody lift a hand with me just a moment, and would you help me thank God tonight that He's still got control of all things? Amen. He still knows what He's doing. He still knows how to bring us through. He knows how to give us victory, and He knows how to help us tonight. Glory to God. Our griefs and our fears come when we live by our senses only and not by faith. Our griefs and our fears so many times come when we live by our senses only and not by faith. Faith. Thank God. Thank God, Pastor, there was a man of God there. Because you know what? When the children of Israel cried out to Moses, he didn't go to Joshua, he didn't go to Aaron, he didn't go to anybody else. He knew where to go. I appreciate good leadership, don't you? Amen. I appreciate great men like Pastor Hurst and other great pastors that we know, and amen, generals of the faith that will direct you and lead you to the one that can give you the answer. He did not turn to the, of course, amen, they might have tried to come up with some things they could have done to try to help those waters. Amen, I tell you, the things we have today to try to sanitize and purify water, it's amazing what we have now. But there was only one thing that could make a difference in this situation for the children of Israel. And it was only the living God. Brother and sister, tonight there's only one that can make a difference in my situation and in yours. And His name is Jesus. Amen. There's only one that can make a difference when everything's turned against me and it seems like I can't find my answer. Could I tell you tonight, there's an answer in Him. And Jesus is still the answer for the world today. He's still the one that could save the lost soul. He could still even deliver that drug addict. He could still sober that drunkard. He could still clean a life up and turn a life around and bring a family and put it back together. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve tonight. And He's the Lord that we have worship tonight, and I feel like somebody needs to thank Him, because I don't feel like He's done in this house tonight. He wants to help somebody. He wants to show us that He can make a way. He wants to show us that He's a miracle worker, that He's still that Jehovah Rapha that we need in our lives. Thank God for Jesus that can turn my bitter, can turn my bitter into sweet. And it's so easy to complain. It's so easy to complain. It's easy to complain, isn't it? It's easy to complain. But I think of what James said. And sometimes, like my wife said, sometimes He has to give us patience. Sometimes He has to just shower that love down upon us one more time to let us know it'll be all right. It will. You know, they say it so many times, this too shall pass. We were remembering last year, Sister Hurst, how you had broken your hand. But she showed us tonight, Brother Hurst, that hand's just fine now. This too shall pass. Shall pass. Some of us are facing situations right now, and it'd be so easy to complain. And James told us, and I know you know this, He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Moses cried unto the Lord. Let me read it to you one more time. I'm not going to hold you long. He cried unto the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. This tree, I don't know if it was a big tree, a small tree. I don't know. Maybe you may know, but I don't know. But it was a tree. But I don't believe that the significance was in the tree. I believe the significance was in Moses' obedience to do what God, believe God and do what He said to do. How foolish, brother, could that have looked to the natural mind? What in the world, what good is throwing a tree into the water going to make any difference? Sometimes the Holy Ghost speaks to us, brother and sister. Sometimes He reaches out to us and He says, if you'll just do what I'm telling you to do. Maybe it's one more time, one more trip to the altar. Maybe it's one more trip to the prayer room. Maybe just one more time of pushing my plate away and say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to deny myself. Maybe it's one more time of saying no to something the devil's been offering you a long time. Oh, Lord, I want to please You. Obedience. Moses obeyed the voice of God. He obeyed the voice of the Lord. Do you know obedience is still better than sacrifice? How many can witness to that? Obedience is still better than sacrifice. Amen. How many knows? And you don't have to lift a hand, but I tell you, when we disobey, we know it, don't we? But when we obey the voice and the Word of God, we also know it, and we could see it, and we could see the hand of God begin to move. Amen. When Moses took that tree, sister, and he cast it into the waters, just like the Lord told him to do. Amen. Just exactly as God spoke to his heart. Amen. Moses did what thus saith the Lord. And when he did, brother, amen, it says that those waters were made sweet. Amen. I tell you, there's something about about this living branch tonight. Amen. There's something about that righteous branch. Amen. That one that came, that died upon an old rugged tree. There's something about this glorious Savior that we have worshiped tonight, that we have magnified Him, and that living He loved me, and dying He saved me, and buried He carried my sins so far away. But thank God He arose again, and rising He justified me. Amen. Aren't you glad for that justification tonight? Amen. Because Moses obeyed. Amen. That branch, that tree made those waters sweet again. Amen. Can I tell you tonight that there is something here tonight that could turn the bitterness of my waters and make them sweet again. Amen. You may be going through a trial, and your life sea may be facing you and fighting you on every hand. But thank God there is a reprieve tonight. There is a way of escape. There is a place of refuge. He's still our present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He's still that one that I can cry out when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock, Lord, that is higher than I. Lead me to that rock. It is higher. It is higher. When Moses obeyed God, now the children of Israel were able to drink. He's so sweet, isn't He? Would you lift a hand with me one more time? Just let Him know how sweet He is in your life. There's a beautiful song that we have sang, and I know you probably have too. It's a good old song. It says, He's sweet, I know. Jesus is so sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever that I go, I found a Savior, and He's so sweet, I know. When the Lord spoke the word, you know, He finished it off, because there's something about when you come through a trial. You know, there's certain places that are, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not that good on describing things that I'm thinking, but there's certain steps you go through in a spiritual trial, and sometimes in adversity or trouble or whatever it may be. But when I come to the close, the end of that tribulation, and I can look back and I can see the glory of what God has done, then He speaks to my heart. And He says, okay, Joe, now let me tell you what I was trying to teach you. If thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, let me show you something. He says, I'm going to make this a statute. This is a divine ordinance, a divine law that will not be changed, cannot be changed. Immutable counsel that cometh from the Most High when He talks to me. And He says, okay, this is the way it is. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, He said, I will bring none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. There's a thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But there's a Jesus, my Jesus and your Jesus, that has come to give us life, and that more abundantly. He said, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Tonight we sang about our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And He's our Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody needs that healing tonight. Somebody needs that touch tonight. Somebody needs that deliverance tonight. Close your eyes with me if you would. Somebody needs that help right now. He brings it to a close. And He lets us know to enjoy the bountiful blessing, to enjoy the peace of God that passeth all understanding, to receive the power that I need to be able to overcome in this life and still live for God and not be destroyed by the devices of the adversary. That when he brings bitter waters my way, when you bring so much bitterness. Jesus can make your bitter sweet tonight. He can make your bitter sweet tonight. He knows how to make it sweet. There was a lady that had come to revival just a while back, and her sister, the doctors had said that her body was eaten up with cancer. They'd only given her a certain amount of time to live. And her husband come to the altar for prayer. She was just so broken up about it. She said, "They've only given my sister so many days to live. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee." Church began to pray. Prayed with them, believed the Lord. She come back the end of that week. She had gone with her sister. They had done another scan of her body to see how much the cancer had progressed. "I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee." Her husband, he come to me before the service that night. It was a Friday night. He said, "Brother Shirt, I've just got to tell you." He said, "I'm going to tell the church." He said, "But I want to tell you. They did a scan of her body. They did not find one trace of cancer in her body." He's still a miracle worker, church. And whether it is physical, spiritual, sometimes there can be a bitter wound in my past. Maybe a bitter wound in my life that I need the Lord to heal. Maybe a bitter place in life that you would just like to forget about and have some healing. Have some healing. Tonight, church, He's here in this house. He's all we need. But I'll tell this old world, I'll tell the world, wherein. Gotta tell him, brother. Gotta tell him. I found a Savior and He found me. That I have found a Savior and He's sweet. He's sweet. Oh, He is so sweet. Hallelujah. Would you close your eyes with me just a few moments? Oh, Jesus, Jesus. He's sweet, I know. When the devil's in pursuit of you, Jesus is sweet, I know. The devil cannot cross that bloodline. Storm clouds, they may rise. There's still power in that blood. And those stormy winds may blow. Sin, sickness, disease, infirmity. But I'll tell this whole world, yes I will. I gotta tell him. He's done it for us. He's done it more than once. And He can do it again tonight, brother. He can do it again tonight, sister. That I have found. I found a Savior. Oh yes, and He is so sweet. If you know He's sweet tonight, would you stand to your feet just a few moments tonight? Jesus is sweet. He's sweet, I know. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Oh, Jesus. He's so sweet. I know. Maybe if you're needing that sweetness tonight, maybe there's something that has brought a bitterness, a bitter taste in your spiritual mouth. Maybe a trial or trouble that has just haunted you and troubled you. He's here tonight, Jehovah Rapha. But I'll tell this old world. Can you tell the world? Yes, Lord. Oh, wherever I go, doesn't matter young or old, you can bring your need to Him tonight. That I have found, found a Savior, yes, Lord. Oh, and He is so sweet. Hallelujah. Can I invite this church tonight to come in around these altars somewhere? Find a place to talk to Him for a little while. Could you bring your need to the altar? Can you bring it, that burden, and leave it here tonight? Can you bring that heavy load? Maybe that bitterness that's trying to trouble your life tonight. Storm clouds. Oh, they may rise, and they may rise. They do at times. And those stormy winds may blow. But thank God. Oh, there's something about Jesus. And I'll tell this whole world. Oh, yes, I will, Lord. Wherever I go, I know He can do it for me. Yes, I have found a Savior. Oh, and He is so sweet, I know. Thank God. Oh, yes, my Jesus. Could you let Him make it sweet for you tonight? Is there something you have need of tonight? Just let Him make it sweet tonight. Hallelujah, living branch. Oh, the branch that brings life tonight. Storm clouds. Clouds they may rise, so they may rise. And those stormy winds may blow. Hallelujah. Oh, but I'll tell this old world. Would you cry out to Him tonight? Would you let Him know what your need is? Would you give it to Him right now? Just give it to Him right now. Hallelujah.
That I have found a Savior.
Yes, Lord. Thank God.
And He's so sweet.
Oh, so sweet He is. Thank God. Oh, yes, my Jesus. My Jesus. Oh, my Jesus is so sweet tonight. Hallelujah.
My Jesus.
And every problem, every trouble I face,
I know.
Every burden that I carry, hallelujah, things too difficult for me. If I'll just believe Him tonight, take that step of obedience and faith and believe God. Hallelujah, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe the Lord tonight. Show that sweetness in your life tonight.
Jesus,
let Him show that sweetness in your life.
Sweet,
thank God for it tonight. Hallelujah.
The storm clouds may rise.
Oh, and those stormy winds, they may blow. Hallelujah.
But
I'll tell them. Oh, wherever I go, Lord, oh, then
I have found
Savior, yes, I have. Oh, and He's so sweet. Hallelujah, just enjoy the sweetness of the Lord tonight. Oh, Jesus.
He's sweet, I know.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Jesus
is sweet.
Sweet, I know.
Storm.
Oh, the storm clouds.
Oh, they may rise. Yes, they may rise.
Those stormy winds may blow.
But
I'll tell this
Hallelujah.
Wherever I go,
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
And I have found.
Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior.
And he's so sweet. I know.
Able tonight. He's more than able tonight. He's more than able tonight. He's a miracle worker. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I may not see my way too clearly.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Turn that bitterness, Lord. Turn that bitterness tonight. Turn that bitterness tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, peace. Peace, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Speak life to us tonight.